By the end of the 90s, like 99, 2000, people just wanted to have fun, have shit blasting loud. Now everybody wanted to be in fucking hoodies with Tim's pulled up with baseball bats. Not everybody wanted that anymore.
Because you make a good point, because during that 2002, you had that Lil Jon era. You had everybody wanted to be fun.
Loud and
that,
fun. And
that Lil Jon
era. But that's when y'all said it started kind of dying.
It started coming back around like what? Dude, you're better with these years than
Lil Jon resurrected hip hop?
Man, you need to stop. You gonna have Nori trying to call me. I don't want to talk to Nori.
Where do you fit in all this?
Well, I'm a one-man team that does a job with no glory at first. I got a little problem together. Boy, what a headache.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dead End Hip Hop. Joined by the 430, Mike Seatown. Standing in for FIFO is Yo.
Who is Yo?
I write for DJBooth.net. I just got words. That's about it. I write about everything, rappers, other writers. I review reviews. So check me out.
He calls us the most shit, I think, on the internet. DJ Booth, I think he probably stirs the most trouble. Yeah.
Who else wanted to whoop your ass besides Kid Cudi? Wasn't there another guy that wanted to
whoop your ass? You and Wale are cool now, right?
Oh, Wale wanted to whoop your ass too?
No, he doesn't.
Wale, he doesn't anymore.
It's surprisingly, he took the criticism really well. I'm very honest, so I give you your pros with your cons, and a lot of rappers can't take the cons. So I end up getting into a little arguments. People send messages to my editors, DM my other editors. It's fun being me sometimes. You know.
Before we get into the topic today, make sure you guys, if you like this video, head over to patreon.com/deadandhiphop and show your support, man. Make sure you follow us on all the socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc., etc. Sign up for the newsletter for special announcements, offers, and stuff like that. All that stuff coming soon. So anyway, we got Yo here to talk about the Vince Staples comments. By now, if you haven't known, Vince Staples actually came out, was under fire for comments he made about 90s hip hop. So the headline was that Vince Staples says that 90s hip hop is overrated. Vince says he didn't say that. He said that he said that the 90 what was this exact quote?
90s rap gets a lot of praise. I don't really know why.
Yeah. So that was his statement. But he was still kind of saying it was overrated.
They took it out of context, which is weird. How they just took a headline, they just took a quote that he did not say, and made the headline. And of course, they wanted clicks, and they got clicks. But yeah, I don't know how many people actually listened to the interview with him as he talking about it, because mainly he was talking about how he grew up in a different time. You know what I'm saying? He was born in 93, I think. So the rap that he grew up on was so far removed from the early 90s because he was just being born. So I guess for him, looking back, he didn't understand, you know, like, why it's so acclaimed, why people just, like, so stuck on the 90s. And I can see it coming from I was born in 91. Like, you grow up and you're around music, and, of course, if you're interested in hip-hop, people will tell you the albums that you gotta hear. They'll call them classics, right? They'll be like, you gotta hear Illmatic, you gotta hear Reasonable Doubt, you gotta hear 36 Chambers. Like, there's albums that you must hear. And I remember feeling like no one would tell me why. No one would tell me what made these albums classic. They're just like, well, you'll hear it, you'll know. And I was listening to Lil Wayne. I was listening to Cassidy Fabulous. So you listen to somebody like Nas in 91, 92, 93, 94, it's not going to be the same. It's not sonically, it's not going to sound the same. It's not going to resonate with me the same. It's going to be kind of like, what is this? Why is it so important? So that's how I looked at his comment, because that's where I'm coming from as well. Just trying to understand the music of a time that I did not live. And it's kind of difficult. Like, sometimes it just does not resonate.
I can almost understand where he was coming from to a certain degree, but then you turn around and say, Lil Bow Wow's your favorite rapper. Like, come on, dog. Like,
why can't Lil Bow Wow be his favorite rapper, though? Yeah, I don't understand what the issue is.
That's what I don't understand. Why does that have to be a troll? Like, why can't Lil Bow Wow be his favorite
rapper? It is a troll.
It is a troll. Why does it have to be? Like, why can't you say Lil Bow Wow's my favorite rapper and be taken seriously?
Because nobody takes Lil Bow Wow serious.
That's fucked up.
Well, even if he's honest, I think that that's... Baby Vince is comfortable within himself to say that.
You gotta be uncomfortable.
But I think, you know, with the amount of ridicule that, you know, Shad has taken over the years, I think you would try to at least disassociate yourself with it.
But didn't he, but I know he was talking about like the 90s hip hop, but didn't he name like five of his favorite rappers was from like that era? Didn't he name like what, Lauryn Hill? Was it Snoop? Was Snoop was one of them?
I think Snoop was one of them. Was like his favorite person. I don't think they say like Snoop's a rapper yet.
But I think he named like five. I wish I had that list. He named like five rappers that was all from the 90s era. So it made me question like, well, why would you say that when you listen to some of your favorite MCs?
But I think some people talking about like with Snoop is like post like maybe 2005 Snoop or 2004 Snoop. It's like later on in their career, except for Lauryn, of course. But yeah, like I think that a lot of people that he named it was later on in their career. He got hit to them. Like I know I've been.
They're from the 90s, but not
the 90s music. Not the music. The artist might be from the 90s, but if you listen to Snoop in 2005, 2006, like Drop It Like It's Hot, that's not Doggy Style. That's a totally like it's a rapper from the 90s, but the music is not from the 90s. That's what he's talking about, the music from the 90s. Not just the artist, but the music.
He doesn't understand why it receives as much acclaim as it does. But I would think that as a rapper himself, you know, going back and listening to those albums, he would understand the reason why.
But I mean, but why does he have to?
I don't think so at all. I don't understand what the big deal is. He's a child, basically. How old is he? 18?
Nah, he's like 21.
That's still 18 to me. We're old. 18 to 21 is the same shit for us. So, I mean, why would you really expect him to hold those albums to high acclaim? He's young. He doesn't know anything about those albums. And maybe he didn't have a dad like maybe that we had that made him listen to old music. Like if your dad didn't make you listen to old jazz records, you probably wouldn't like old jazz records. You'd be like, this old folks shit.
But I did go back and listen to myself. Like my dad played music around the house that I've heard, along with my mom as well. So I grew up with an appreciation for what I was hearing. So I understand like why people would say, you know, 70s and 80s music and some of the 60s music is great. I wouldn't overly criticize it because I wasn't born in the era and don't quite understand it. Like I get it. And like the music is music. I don't understand why, you know, he doesn't understand why people praise that era as much as they do.
You know, can I take it one step further? Think about this. Let's say his parents had him young, right? So let's say his mom might be 40. So his mom is, I'm not trying to be.
Wait, funny. You say had him young?
Yeah, he's 21, right?
Okay.
So let's say his parents had him young.
Okay, okay.
And I'm not trying to be funny, but let's say his parents are around your age or my age, close to my age, right?
All right.
Maybe they didn't play that 90s rap around him. Maybe they were playing 2000s rap. Around him, or 2001
because
rap
they
around
was young
him.
At that age.
They because were they were young. 20. Your parents and my parents were playing older shit because they're older.
You know what? I can understand an attachment to what you listen to growing up, right? Because that's defining. That's creating this foundation, right? You know, exactly. Exactly. But again, I think you can still like to say that he doesn't understand why is held in such high regard. I just don't quite understand that. You're talking about some of the best hip hop albums of all time that were released during that time period.
You were there though, right? You saw these albums.
You were there too. No, shut up.
I thought he was making a joke.
No, it wasn't.
There wasn't a man joke. But it was like you. But you was there. You got to see these albums.
Yeah, but I wasn't. I wasn't there when
you got to feel these albums, right?
True. But I wasn't there when What's Going On was released. Yeah.
But your parents were. I wasn't gonna say that.
You put it. You're like, got
to
get
something. No, I felt it coming. I felt the powering up. Right. You're like,
he's about to hit you with
it. He was ready.
I wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna say your parents were.
Yeah, but true. But at the same time, like even though like you know, okay, I was there and I grew up listening to it. But I can also go back and listen to some of the albums and understand why these albums were important and why they held in such high regard.
That's you. You're one person. Vince Staples is a totally different person. I can say from my personal experience being close to his age, like you were saying, my parents, they were funny about music because my parents, they didn't want to raise us around like a bunch of curse words and stuff. So we didn't really listen to rap growing up. And when it was rap, it was like clean rap, the cleanest rap. Coming from that, it was like when you wanted to learn by yourself, you got the internet, you have your computer, and you want to branch out. Of course, you first gonna start off with the stuff you hear on the radio. You know what I mean? You're gonna do the T.I.s, the Jeezy's. So when you're growing up in Atlanta, you're so far removed from the stuff that people hold in the highest regards as far as New York rap or maybe some of the West Coast stuff. You're growing up on Atlanta rap in an area where you're around your peers are people that's in the same area, that listen to the same music. So there's really no, you don't have no guidance, especially when your parents aren't really guiding you. Into like, my dad loved Jay-Z, but he didn't really play Jay-Z around us. So when you come in that kind of environment, you're branching out for yourself. You're trying to find these things for yourself. So now you're self-learning. Mm-hmm. So if you're being self-taught, you're gonna miss some stuff. You're going to miss something. You're not going to understand something. You don't have anyone to talk to about it. So I don't know what Vince's case was, but it seems like to me is that he just didn't really have anyone to be like, this is why this is important. This is why this is important. He's just basically coming from his own perspective of, this is what I grew up on, and I can see that impact. So he looked back, and he's like, I don't understand why you guys hold that up to such high regard, and not maybe the post-2000s. You know,
I guess it's just because Vince, the type of artist Vince is. I mean, isn't he like a lyricist in it?
But why does that matter?
Like, because it's like, if somebody like is a lyricist and it just holds that in high regards when it comes to rap, it just makes sense for them to like the more, you know, like conscious and not conscious necessarily, but just not Bow Wow. You know what I mean? Like, that's it just doesn't like seem right.
That's almost assuming saying that all because you rap a certain way, you can't like a certain kind of music.
No, not like, you know what I mean? Because I like, you know, I like shit that bump in the whip, you know what I'm saying? But that don't mean that that's the only thing I like. But I'm not going to say that that's my favorite music, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, like, the Biggies and the Pox and stuff like that. I'm definitely not going to say a fucking Bow Wow or like he said earlier, like Rob Bass and nothing like that. Yeah, I danced, like, shit like to Rob Bass and Kid and Play. But yeah. I wouldn't say, oh, man, this is, like, the best hip-hop of all time. Like, even though I loved it as a kid, but I still wouldn't say that. So I guess that's why, you know what I mean? Like,
I got you.
You know, if it was someone else, like, I don't know.
What
like
if you would have said, like, if you would like Nas.
I am hating on Bow Wow. I didn't like Bow Wow when he was popular.
You would
say
that made sense, right?
Say what? Say that again?
If he liked Nas, he was like, Nas is my favorite rapper. You would say that makes sense, right?
I think that's kind of weird, right?
But Bow Wow is kind of weird too.
I'll be like, he's done his history, basically.
if a young dude is growing up to listen to, you know, it's Kanye West's first album that he listened to, College Dropout is his Illmatic, you know what I'm saying? Or his 36 Chambers
it's,
or whatever.
It's going to be that, yeah. Yeah. But like I said, like, a lot of people, when they don't go back, it's because we got so much music to listen to now. It's very hard to take time and be like, all right, let me go back and listen to this.
Internet is so flooded.
Right. Yeah. So you really don't expect kids to be as hip. But I think that my problem with the internet is just a lot of screaming at each other. It's not a lot of talking. It's just a lot of screaming at each other. You don't really discuss. You just yell back and forth until someone gets thumbs tight. You know what I'm saying? So what the whole Vince thing was, you just saw a bunch of people yelling at him. Just yelling at him. No one talked to Vince. Even
I thought Noriega did.
Oh, no, see.
But didn't that start off as Noriega being, like, threatening?
Yeah.
It got weird. Like I said, their situation didn't change until he got him on the telephone. Yeah. Until he called him. Because the thing with Twitter is you got 140 characters to try and get someone to understand what you're talking about. I stopped debating on Twitter. You got to call my phone.
Yeah, I think Vince told him. Didn't Vince tell him, like, call me.
Hit me up. Because this whole back and forth on Twitter, man, we're just yelling at each other. No one is understanding.
Don't you think it's kind of ridiculous that deserved a phone call?
Yes.
Why the fuck is it any of your business? This is no disrespect against Noriega, but why is it any of your fucking business what I'm listening to on my iPod? Right. Worry about yourself. Why are you calling me? Right. You ain't got shit. Go make an album.
Right.
Well, he has.
Go make an album.
He did, I think.
Well, go make two. Leave me the fuck alone. I would be so angry.
I would too. Yeah.
When you have 90s rap, like all the guys that we grew up on, you know, Jay, Biggie, you know, Pac, all those dudes, they never really openly disrespected the generation before
them. That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
It seems like the mid 2000s is really where that started, mm-hmm. where dudes were just like, I don't give a fuck about these guys. Yep. I'm doing what I'm doing now. Yep. So you have to think about that too. Like, he's coming out in that era where nobody's really talking about the previous generations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we were coming up, people were still talking about Big Daddy Kane and Rakim and
he
you know,
five,
yeah, and all those dudes and Grandmaster Caz. Like, people were still talking about that. Like, who that came out in the 2000s or at least the mid 2000s were really even talking.
And they still talk about it. And they still, even though they may even think that they're better, but they'll still say, look, it wasn't for these guys.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't be who we are.
Ja Rule wasn't really doing that.
Right.
You know, Bow Wow definitely wasn't doing that because he probably didn't know.
Right.
And I think the sound, right, there was a drastic change in the sound right around
from that late 90s
right?
to 2000.
Yeah. Not just sound, but the perspective of what rapping was.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? But I think part of that also came because their sound was different and they kind of strayed away from the 90s so hard. Like, they almost had to find, like, something. They had to find the shield.
You had the internet. Yeah. Like, then the internet came in. The
internet was a big factor. But it made me think about, like, Waka Flocka. I remember when he came out, he was like, he didn't care about lyrics. Like, to think a rapper like that wouldn't come out in the 90s. Mm-hmm. You couldn't say that. You could not say that.
I don't care about lyrics.
So, I mean, you come, even if he didn't disrespect any of his elders, like, that's disrespectful on so many levels because it's just like, that's what mattered. That was our bread and butter.
That's part of the MC.
So for you to have a rapper that's gaining acclaim and being popular that just does not care about lyrics, that says a lot about the time. And like you said, this is the time that Staples is a teenager. So he's seeing this, and now by the time he's making his own music, it's just a totally different kind of place. He's in a totally different kind of place. And I think regional, it matters. Where you come from,
that's all,
where
yeah.
you at.
Upbringing.
Like, all this stuff matters in what kind of music you grew up on.
But to not understand.
You still hung up on that.
I am.
I don't know. When your son is maybe 15, 16, and he hasn't heard any of the classics.
That won't happen.
Yeah.
You gonna make it.
So you won't perceive.
Like we're starting now.
That poor kid.
That won't happen.
What if he be like, Daddy, I hate this shit?
Like, you gonna kick him out the house.
What if
he wants to play like
Daddy got me listening to this old ass music again.
he wanna hear the whip nae nae. You know what I'm saying?
Which he loves, which every kid loves.
Wait, they might not love like halftime.
Wait,
is
that a song?
Yeah.
I thought it was a dance.
It's
both. Nah, with Nae Nae is a song? Who's it by?
What's the
key? Silento or something like that.
Silento?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his real name?
It's probably his rap name.
I won't control what he listens to like that. Like
what he likes in his private time. But when he's with you, he's going to hear.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice when I was rocking with that. It was Cameo. It was Ozzy Brothers.
Millie Jackson.
Yep.
That man. Urban and Fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Temptation.
And I wanted to hear what was on the radio. Nope.
Right. No.
My dad had those cassettes. He was popping in.
Yep.
And it was.
That was it.
And that's all I had to listen to.
It's a different generation, man. That's how our parents were. So my dad wouldn't even let us listen to rap music because he said that he didn't like it because all it was bragging. And he's like, how the fuck am I gonna sit here and listen to another man bragging? Because you're not old. That's what old people think. He's like, I'm over here working 9 to 5.
Right.
And I'm gonna put something on and listen to some other motherfucker talking about how much he. That's why I have that perspective.
Mm.
I don't wanna hear that shit either.
And my mom says all they do is yell. That's all she said. All of this yelling. I'm like, but they're not really yelling, but she didn't understand. It's noise and it's yelling.
Right.
That was it.
Oh, my mother was kind of the same way until I made her understand, like, this is why this album is dope or whatever. And she started liking a couple of songs here and there, and then she thought she was cool. And then my dad, he thought she was cool. You know, she was listening to, it was a song. What's that song? How Do You Want It?
I thought you were doing the shit, man.
Nah, you was not cool. She's like, play that. That's my jam. But my dad didn't really like appreciate hip hop until Tribe Called Quest came out because a lot of the records that they sampled, he had those records. Like, he literally had these records. Like, oh,
crazy,
bam, let me play this. I'm like, damn, I hear it. Like, let me play this. So my dad, I mean, he liked Chuck Rock too, which is hilarious and another. He loved Treat 'Em. Doom, 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 doom.
Right.
Treat 'Em. My dad loved that song, but that was pretty much like my dad starting to appreciate or like hip hop, and my mother was like, you know, I pretty much had to like tell my mother, like, okay, this is why this album is dope. This is why I like this. Yeah. My mother liked Mace. I was like, why?
Your mom like Mace?
A lot of moms like Mace. Mace. Yeah, because Mace was friendly. Yeah, he had the deal.
Always smiling.
Yeah, always grinning. He wasn't angry and gangster.
No, but she liked the music before she even saw who he was. So, you know, I remember my
sister. It was kind of light.
Yeah, it was.
There's a big difference between a classic album and a good album. Just because something is classic doesn't mean it has to be good to everybody. It just means that it influences
you. No, I agree that you don't have to like a classic album, but
that's basically all he's saying. Yeah, that's all he's saying, that I don't understand why this era is held to such a high regard. So basically what he's saying is, these classic albums that came out, he doesn't understand why they're held such a high regard. Well, I listen to old ass, you know, like I said before, like old Rolling Stones and Monkees. I don't understand why that era was held, like the 50s. You know, I don't understand why that shit was held to such a high regard, because that music is not good to me. Some Girls is a terrible album to me. But other people would be like, nah, this is classic.
I think it's because
so people think
I think why people are getting mad about that statement is because, you know, that era kept hip hop alive. Like, those classic albums is what kept hip hop around.
But it didn't, bro.
Because think about it, hip hop died after that. And then it got resurrected in the 2000s.
Oh yeah,
those albums didn't keep hip hop alive. It basically killed hip hop.
Those albums killed hip hop.
I'm saying, okay. I'll stand by that. Think about it. Like, after those albums came out, what happened to rap music? It totally fell by the wayside for how long? And then when did it come back?
I think what happened is the end of the 90s.
Okay.
And that's what ushered in that kind of
that microwave.
Yeah, that's what ushered in.
But when did that come out? Like, when did that start getting hot?
It was Master
2000s. Yeah. It was that late 90s.
Because I hated Master P.
It's like three people talking at the same time.
I was just saying, after Pac and Big died, pretty much the two we considered the kings of hip hop,
okay,
they passed away. Like me and you talked about before, like that 97, 98, 99, it got weird.
Just to go back to Mike's point, like he said that hip hop died off. Like, what time period would you say it kind of started dying off?
The really late 90s and then early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Hip hop got resurrected in like close to the mid 2000s.
Right. So what I'm saying is that so when I say the 90s, that era right there kept it alive, and then when people stopped making music like that, that's when it started dying.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So if people would have kept making albums like those, not those early classics, maybe it would have stayed alive a little bit longer.
I disagree with that part.
Okay.
Because by that point, people wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They didn't want to be, everybody wanted to be thugs in the street.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the 90s, like 99, 2000, people just wanted to have fun, have shit blasting loud. Now everybody wanted to be in fucking hoodies with Tim's pulled up with baseball bats. Not everybody wanted that anymore.
Because you make a good point, because during that 2002, we had the Lil Jon era. Everybody wanted to be fun.
Lil Jon.
But that's when y'all said it started kind of dying.
It started coming back around like what?
Dude,
you're better with these years than
Lil Jon resurrected hip hop?
Man, you need to stop. You're gonna have Nori trying to call me. I don't wanna talk to Nori. So Ken's still mad.
Yeah, I am. I think if you give a person a list of albums and say all these albums are critically acclaimed and they were released during the 90s era, I think you can look at that and say, okay, I understand. You don't have to like all of the albums, but you can understand it.
Think about giving your son a list of albums from 2015 that are super, super popular. Give him DS2. You think he'll understand Future?
I would never give him DS2.
But it's a significant album 2015, though, is it not?
Unfortunately.
So what I'm saying is, not everything's going to make sense to someone later on. It makes sense to us now, but to them later, Future.
But I still think it's a list. These albums, all of the albums here. 10, 15, 20, whatever, how many you want to put, came out. The artists, the rappers, the album.
It's not always going to resonate.
But you don't understand why Future's so hot, do you?
But.
Stop there.
No, wait. I want to finish what I'm saying. If I can give Vince Vince, here are all of the albums that came out in the 90s era that are held at a high, that are critically acclaimed, right? He can look at that list, And we're talking about Metacritic, all these people are saying these albums are it. Like, it's known. It's a known fact, right? He can look and say, you know what? Okay, I see why people are holding this era in that regard. Mm-hmm. Even though he doesn't have to like all of the albums there, but he can understand.
What if he didn't even hear half the albums on the list?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can look at the list and say, these are a lot of albums that came out in the 90s that helped define, right.
You know who these people are.
Right.
You know who these people are, but like I said, if you don't understand the music, how do you?
Doesn't matter.
How does that not matter?
Understand the impact and the impulse and everything else. If you don't understand it, what difference does it make?
Look at a list that says Ice Cube's name on it and think about, are we there yet? Okay? If you did not hear it, it's not gonna resonate.
Look, I understand what you're saying, guys, Sam, but I'm still saying that factually you can look and say all of the albums that came out in this particular day and this decade. How can you not understand? Okay, you know what?
What I'm saying is, like I'm saying, just if you give someone a list of albums they've never heard, but rapper, they might know the names, but never heard these albums, how are they supposed to know?
He can accept it, but doesn't mean he has to understand it. Saying, he's not saying that this is wrong, he's just saying, I don't get it.
Now, obviously, this is a dead end conversation. We can go on and on about this,
yeah, because I got opinions too.
Man, damn. Yeah, I forgot. So, anyway, I don't even have any closing statements. Fuck y'all!
I need to walk about your ass off.
Now see why people be coming at your ass.
Exactly. That's why Cuddy gonna whoop your ass.
But no, this is exactly why, you know, Joe was important to this conversation. Because, you know, he can relate to him more. I mean, shit, he was born in, what, 91? Yes. So he can kind of relate to Vince more than, way more than I can. And probably anybody else, you know, sitting here. So anyway, man, that's it, man. Let us know your comments in the section. If you like this video, support us on Patreon, patreon.com/deadandhiphop.